For a while, it looked like an agreement might be reached in the last round of talks in early November with foreign ministers involved. But that didn't happen. Now, lower-level officials will try to bridge the gaps. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif thinks they can succeed.
And I think we're all on the same wavelength, and that's important. And that gives us the impetus to go forward when we meet again next time.
The issues are difficult, but experts say a first-stage agreement for some limits on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for easing some economic sanctions is possible, in part because Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei appears to want one.
The supreme leader will make a strategic calculation about what is in the best interests of Iran.
Gabrielle Rifkind heads the Middle East program at the Oxford Research Group.
The supreme leader is a very shrewd operator. It's too easy to say he's just ideologically rigid. I think he's actually a lot smarter than that.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
The Ayatollah has told hardliners in Iran to give the newly elected, relatively moderate president Hassan Rouhani a chance to make diplomacy work. The motivation is the same force that put President Rouhani into power, the public outcry in Iran for relief from the crippling economic sanctions. But speaking via Skype from the Center for Security Studies in Zurich, senior researcher Roland Popp says the motivation goes only so far.
I think they're willing to compromise, but they're not willing to capitulate. On the one side, there's great support for the nuclear program. It's kind of a matter of national pride. On the other side, people look very much into kind of, their economic surroundings, and people expect the politicians to negotiate those sanctions away.
Experts say that means finding a formula to limit Iran's nuclear program that assures the international community it's not trying to build a nuclear bomb without requiring an end to the program, as some in the international community would like. And there will have to be enough sanctions relief to satisfy Iran in the short term without removing its motivation for further concessions in a long-term deal.
The big sanctions, which are in fact the oil and financial sanctions, are not going to be wavered or undone at this point.
But that's what Iran wants at the end of this process, perhaps in 6 months. So as difficult as these negotiations have been, if they succeed, even harder work and more painful compromises on both sides lie ahead. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.